This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. I gotta say, thank you, HopeCast, for making this podcast possible. If you love this podcast, make sure you like it, you subscribe, you get it sent to your phone every week. It's a great way to start your week out. I love doing this podcast. It keeps me on my toes. But today, we're going to make sure your toes don't freeze off. Because have you noticed it's getting a little colder? All summer up here in Minnesota, my wife and I'd be like, is it going to get cold? We're going to get cooler. You know, we made it through our first winter here. And a Minnesota winter is unlike any other winter. I gotta say, I've felt North Carolina winters, nothing like a Minnesota winter. But when it gets cold, it starts getting darker sooner, right? My wife wants to pull out the old pumpkin spice. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. The sky's darker. You see your breath fogging up in the morning. There's a little dew frost on the ground. And you go, man, it's getting cold out there. We're told we got to layer up, stay inside, and keep warm. And if you're in Minnesota, you're going to bring the bag full of games over, and we're going to play some games. But what about when our faith gets cold? Because the truth is, spiritual winters are going to happen. Seasons when you don't feel like you used to feel with God, right? When your worship feels empty. When you're serving, but your heart's not in it. When you're showing up, but you're not warming up. Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. He didn't say our belief would disappear. He said our love would grow cold. And that might be the most dangerous kind of winter, when your heart still beats, but your fire goes out. You know, but he does follow it up in verse 13, he says, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. In other words, you don't have to freeze just because the world does. Think about that for a moment. In February 2019, I did a little research, and there's a man named Jay Rice. He got lost in a snowstorm in Colorado while hiking. Now, I'm not much of a hiker, so I'm not going to act like I am. His phone died. Temperatures dropped to the teens, and rescue crews couldn't reach him for almost 24 hours. And I'm going to throw in here a little caveat. I like to sleep with my windows open, and one night over the winter, we slept with the windows open. And my wife loves to tell this story, but it got so cold in our room, my phone went into that lock mode, like when it overheats, but it got too cold. Yeah, that's how cold. But when they finally found Jay, he was barely conscious. But he was still alive.
This is Nina from the Heart Conviction Podcast. I want to invite you to peel back the veil of October shadows and uncover real spiritual battles that are shaping our world. Forget the haunted houses and the ghost stories. I know you want spooky. Let's talk about what's actually spooky. What's going on with our government right now, and dare I say conspiracy theories, the war on truth. I'm going to be telling you about my scariest moments in jail. We're going to be comparing the Holy Bible scripture to the satanic quote-unquote Bible's verses. And dare I say, the scariest topic of them all, dating 30 plus. And I will be sharing my true stories of what it was like growing up with a father that was an exorcist. This is going to be something you don't want to miss. And if you can get through those two tough weeks, we're going to celebrate the final Monday in October with a old school, authentic New Church harvest party, podcast style. Join me every Monday for the month of October and beyond. For our October series special, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
Because he had built a small fire and kept it burning all night long. He later said, "That little flame saved my life. I knew if it went out, I was donezo." That line hit me hard. If it went out, I was done. Spiritually speaking, that's the reality for me and for you, for so many people. Life gets cold, things get dark. The only thing that keeps us going is that small fire we keep alive in our heart, the fire of our faith. It doesn't have to be a bonfire, just a spark of worship, just a small prayer in the morning, a verse open when you don't feel like reading, a moment of honesty with God instead of silence. Think about that. The small flames keep us alive when everything around us freezes. When the world gets cold, listeners, we have a choice. We can match the temperature around us, or we can be the people who change it. Now, gotta also say, when I was growing up, it would get a little hot in our house as a kid, but I knew I couldn't change the temperature. Wasn't allowed to touch the thermostat. Think of your life as a thermostat, not a thermometer. Thermometer just reflects the temperature. Thermostat sets it. And you know what? This ain't your daddy's house. You can set your own thermostat. If it's cold at school, bring warmth. If your friend group's full of drama, be peace. If your heart feels numb, don't shut down, press in. Jesus said in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." The world doesn't need people who blend into the dark. It needs followers of Jesus who burn bright when the nights get long. Man, that hits me hard. Here's our challenge this week. Pray when you least feel like it. Text someone who's drifting and check in. I'm challenging all you listeners right now. Text someone you haven't texted in a while. Say hello. Worship like you mean, even if your emotions haven't caught up yet, because you never know. Your small flame might help someone else survive the storm. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for these listeners. Thank you for this wonderful morning. I pray for this week, for everyone listening. I pray their week is blessed. I pray that we all text someone and we pray and we worship like we mean it. Thank you for the friends that you bless me with in my life. Thank you for each listener that comes to the Hopecast Network and just listens, Father. I pray your blessings over all we do here, inside and outside the four walls that we are in. Thank you again. Your holy name, amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.